The fairly new, well, he's quite old, but the fairly recently inaugurated President of the United States, Joe Biden, met yesterday with President-for-life Vladimir Putin. That's not what he styles himself, but certainly that's the way it looks as it's going to be. And the Daily Show, Trevor Noah's Daily Show, sent out a tweet of the two. Biden's got a sort of a smile on his face, but Putin's looking quite glum, and they are separated by a meter and a half, and the caption is, "When neither of the fathers at the wedding like the DJ." Both spoke, I think, quite... Nobody went into histrionics about how good or how bad it was, but both said that it had been important and it had been necessary, and there was that full and frank discussion, that phase that people like. Dr. Alex Pravda joins us now from Oxford, a senior research fellow in Russian studies at the Oxford School of Global Area Studies. Alex, a very, very good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
Could one say about this that at the very least it happened?
It was more than the very least it happened, because the build-up to this has been really low expectations. You know, the media, particularly on both sides, probably particularly the American side, has been, this is pretty miserable. Why do we bother? He's likely to get angry. We're likely to disagree. And all he really responds to is fists rather than faces or talking. I think actually both of them said things in the press conferences they gave individually, didn't give a joint one, was things went better than many people expected. And Putin, who's usually, you use the word glum, he's usually very glum. I looked at his press conference and his face, his lot of shoulder movement. I mean, he was really quite, for him, on the kind of favorable, positive side. Talked about constructive discussions, realistic, because he's a very self-consciously realistic politician, doesn't believe in politics, believes in technical management of people. And with Biden, he's got an experienced professional to deal with, as a contrast to Trump. And even if that professional is not particularly favorable to him, at least he's more reliable. So I think actually it was quite a business-like meeting. And they had about 4 hours altogether, about 2 hours one-to-one with the foreign ministers and then the rest in a big team. And, you know, they got down to some serious business, the most serious business, really, we've got in the world today. I mean, nuclear, of course, is always absolutely vital, but it's cyberspace. And it's cyberspace which worries them most, both of them, from the point of view of not being able to control what on earth is happening, not even knowing which is state action, which is criminal gangs, what are the penalties, what are the red lines. So Biden's specific proposal was they have 16 areas, and he listed them, mainly infrastructure, but they're also command and control military, which are off limits. And that's the kind of basis of the talk first with the Russians. Do you agree that these are the listed off-limit areas? And secondly, can we agree on what happens if you transgress, if we find you responsible indirectly or directly for some major hacking, as has happened a lot in the States, and it's done cleverly off Amazon servers in the States, it's not done in Russian cyberspace, you're going to suffer, you know, we'll do this. So know where we are. So I think that's a promising start. I mean, Biden's right, 6 months, we'll see where we are in terms of getting down to business. But it's a very cool, business-like atmosphere.
And that kind of atmosphere promises the best chances of better relations and some of the thorny issues being dealt with in a sustainable way, does it?
Yeah, sustainable is the right thing. Better, I don't know. I don't think in this sort of situation, talk about good relations or bad relations. You talk about predictable relations, okay. You know? Predictable is the big thing we haven't had since invasion of Ukraine, annexation of Crimea. It's unpredictability which really worries everyone in the world, particularly if Russia, economically not huge, it's not China, but it's got more nuclear warheads than the US has, and it's, of course, trying to get respect for that. I think the reason why Putin was keen to have the summit largely is respect. He knows that US is preoccupied with China, the world is preoccupied with China. By comparison, Russia is a dwarf, economically speaking, but it is an armed dwarf and very happy to take risks. So I think he's going to push cyber nukes. That's the basis. They're going to talk about the Arctic, all sorts of things that Russia has in its grasp. not economics mainly, because it hasn't got that. But I think predictability and confidence rather than trust. Interestingly, Putin referred to flashes of trust around the place. Biden, when he was asked about trust, said, hey, it's not a matter of trust, because it's a matter of self-interest. What I want to know is what he thinks is in his self-interest, not whether I like him or trust him or think he's well intentioned towards me. And I think that's a, you know, it's a healthy, realistic basis on which to conduct relations between powers of this kind.
So what's happened is that a fairly stable base plate has been set from which an architecture of who knows what grandiosity and kind can potentially grow.
Potentially. I mean, the easy, cyber is notoriously difficult generally to handle. No one has, you know, attribution and deniability is high. I think where they might get somewhere, they'll sit down on cyber now because that's urgent, and we'll see small progress here and there. Arctic is a little easier. Russia is the chair of the Arctic Council this coming year, and they might, you know, demarcate things which are not that important for the security of the world, but they're important as a process, you know, confidence building.
Okay.
So that might spill over into the cyber, and if the cyber goes at all well, we might even get stuff on the really sensitive issue where Biden and Putin still clearly came to verbal disagreements and blows, is human rights and Navalny. Biden said that there would be devastating consequences, whatever that means, if Navalny, remember the opposition leader who's in prison in Russia, should die. And Putin had no response to that. He still refuses to use Navalny's actual name. He was asked about that on NBC, and he just said, no, he won't use it. He's so sensitive about the whole thing. So human rights values are the big, big area of disagreement. Putin claims everyone has to have their own values, sovereignty of values, whereas Biden said, again, America stands and falls, their identity is actually shaped by commitment to democracy and individual human rights.
Thank you very much, Dr. Alex Pravda, Senior Research Fellow in Russian Studies at the Oxford School of Global Area Studies.